And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, So Close to the Forest We Can't See the Trees. The mysterious case of Yuki Butch's disappearance had everyone baffled. And our nerves were somewhat on edge, too, because we were very concerned about our good friend Yuki. A week ago, he was at our house, and he hasn't been seen nor heard from since. Today's episode takes place in my house in Cincinnati, all the way up the next block. And Sparky is pacing back and forth, and I'm just a little bit edgy, I must confess.
Honey, Oh, me, I tell you, I have seen lots of messes in my lifetime, but this is the worst mess that I have ever seen.
Well, there you go, pacing back and forth again, Sparky.
Well, hey, John, I can't understand why you're not. But I'm worried about Yuki Butcher. I'm trying to figure out where he could be.
Look, Sparky, if I've told you once, I've told you 100 times, I'm just as worried about Yuki as you are.
Well, you don't act like it. Do you realize it's been 8 days since anybody has seen or heard anything from Yuki?
Yes, I realize it's been 8 days, but what do you... What can I do about it?
Well, you can try to figure out where he could be.
What do you think I've been trying to do for this past week, friend?
Doesn't seem to me like you're trying to do much of anything. I haven't seen you pace the floor once.
Well, it just so happens that I think a lot better sitting still in a comfortable chair, that's all.
Oh, boy, I can't think at all when I sit down. I have to get up and walk. When I walk back and forth across the floor, I can get a million ideas.
Well, I get a million ideas when I sit in a comfortable chair, when I just sit down.
Well, I wish you'd start getting some ideas about where Yuki might have disappeared to.
Well, I'd like to get some ideas on where Yuki could be, too, but with you pacing back and forth like that, I'm getting so nervous that I can't think at all.
Well, I'll try to do the thinking sitting down. Now let's see if you can get any ideas.
Say, by the way, did you see my glasses around here anyplace, my reading glasses? I think they're upstairs in my room on the dresser. I wonder if you'd run up and get them for me. Will you do that?
Okay.
Well, I tell you, he's like a cat with a long tail in a room full of rocking chairs. Not only is he nervous trying to figure out where Yuki went, but he's got me so nervous, too, that I'm just... can't even remember a thing. Now, what did I... walk off without my glasses like that. What's holding him up?
Hey, Big John! Big John!
Uh-oh, now what? Yes? What is it?
You did say that you wanted your reading glasses, didn't you?
That's what I want, my reading glasses, if you don't mind.
And you did say that they were up here in your room on the dresser, didn't you?
That's what I said.
Well, they're not.
Not?
Nope.
They're not in that jewelry tray on the dresser? I wonder where they can be. Don't you see them up there anywhere? Did you take a look on the table next to my bed?
No, not there.
Well, if you're sure they're not up there, come on down again.
Okay.
That's funny. I was quite sure the last time I used those reading glasses. Let's see, I was sitting up in my room. I was reading a book. Sure, I remember that as plain as day. How could I overlook something like that?
I know. I looked all over your room, looked every place. Nothing.
Well, okay. Sit down. Now, where did I put those glasses? Where did I put them? Where did I put those glasses? Where did I put
those
glasses? Hey, John. Yes, Sparky.
You're pacing back and forth across the floor.
Yeah. Well, what about it?
Well, just a couple of minutes ago, you told me not to do it.
Well, I'm thinking, Sparky, and I can think better when I pace back and forth across the floor like this. Now, please be quiet. Just a moment. Now, where could I have put those glasses?
Hey, John.
Yes, Sparky.
Just a couple of minutes ago when I was pacing back and forth across the floor, you told me to stop. I told you that I could think better when I pace back and forth across the floor.
Well?
Well, you told me that you could think better when you sit down in a comfortable chair.
So?
Well, now you're pacing back and forth. You just said that you think better when you pace back and forth.
Well, I... Well, you see, this is a different kind of thinking, Sparky. Right now, I'm thinking about my glasses. Now, if I were thinking about Yuki, then I could sit better if I were sitting down. See?
Oh.
Sure.
The gun?
Yes.
How come is it when I do something that's wrong, it's wrong, but when you do something that's the same as what I was doing, then it's right?
Well, what'd you say? I mean, never mind. Look, if you want... Sparky, if you want to pace back and forth, if that makes you feel any better, just go ahead. Go ahead, pace back and forth all you want to.
Okay.
Now, are you satisfied? Can you think better?
Oh, yeah, I can think a lot better when I pace back and forth like this. Now, let me see. Where could Yuki have disappeared to?
I sure wish I could think what I did with those glasses. Let's see, where'd I put them? I distinctly remember using them last night when I was sitting in my room reading. And I had the...
Let me see. The last time we saw Yuki was last Monday afternoon. That was Monday last week. That is, not yesterday. And that was when he came over here to play tiddlywinks, and I beat him, and he went home mad.
Sure beats me. I was reading last night after you went to bed, Sparky, and that's the last time, of course, I remember having them.
Hey, I know. I know.
Good. You know where my glasses are, you mean?
No. Not your glasses, Big John. I know why Yuki Butcher disappeared. At least I think I know why he disappeared.
What?
Look, the last time we saw him was last Monday afternoon. That's the last time anybody saw Yuki. He left here, and he was angry because I beat him in a game of tiddlywinks, okay?
Right.
I'll bet he left town because he's angry at us.
Oh, now, come on. I'm quite sure that a grown man like Yuki wouldn't let a little thing like losing a little game of tiddlywinks make him do such a thing as just disappearing.
Well, it's an idea, Big John.
Well, yeah. Sure, it's an idea, but it's not a very good one. Now, if you'll just wait till I find my glasses, maybe I can help you think about Yuki.
Well, I sure wish you'd hurry up and find him.
Well, I'm trying my best. I just can't seem to think where they would be. Can't very well get along without them. Pretty hard to see what I'm thinking.
Well, they definitely weren't upstairs in your room.
Yeah. Wonder where they could be. Now, let's see. Let me reconstruct my activities last night. I was...
Look, while you're trying to figure out what you did with your glasses, Big John, I'm going to have to do some more thinking about Yuki. Because I'll bet his disappearance does have something to do with losing that game of tiddlywinks last week.
Oh, okay, you think about Yuki. Now, let's see. Sparky went to bed. I listened to him when he said his goodnight prayers. And then I went into my room. And I read Colonel Fawcett's book about his expedition in the South American jungle. That book was about a man who disappeared and was never heard from either. My goodness, everything and everybody seems to be disappearing around here lately.
Did you say that you were reading a book about a man who disappeared in the South American jungle, Big John?
Mm-hmm.
Well, could you get any ideas from that book about how Yuki could have disappeared?
Oh, no. No, this case wasn't anything like Yuki's. Besides, Yuki disappeared right here in Cincinnati. There aren't any jungles in Cincinnati, you know.
Well, no, but there's Wobbledings Woods. I mean, Wobbledings Woods, that's just like a jungle. Only it's a whole lot smaller.
I should say it is a whole lot smaller. Afraid it wouldn't be possible for anyone to get lost in Wobbledings Woods, Sparky.
Eddie Clammerding, Charlie's little brother, did. Don't you remember that?
Oh, Eddie Clammerding's only a little boy 5 years old. Now, Sparky, look, if you'll help me try to think where I put my reading glasses, then we can get down to the business of trying to think where Yuki could be. But first, let's see if we can't find my glasses.
Well, okay. Now, let me see. If you don't put them in that glass tray on your dresser, then where do you put them?
Yeah, where do I put them?
Uh-oh, Big John.
What's the matter?
I got news for you.
What about?
About your glasses. About your glasses. I know where they are.
You do? Where?
Well.
Where?
They're on your forehead. You just push them up. They're on your head.
What? Well, what do you know about that? There they are. Now, isn't that something? So close to the forest, you can't see the trees. I didn't even know that I had pushed them up like that.
Neither did I. Oh, boy. Well, now that you got your glasses back, Big John, what do you say we start thinking about Yuki again? Yeah, that was funny. That was funny, Big John, the way you couldn't find your glasses and all the time you had them pushed up on your forehead and in your hair like that. Yeah, that was something like the time I couldn't find my hat and I had it on my head. Oh, well, come on, let's get down to business and see if we can figure out where Yuki disappeared to. You help us think, kids, if you can. Give me ideas.